Okay, I want to speak to you today on bloom in spite of the mess.
今天我们那个要讲的主题是混乱中依旧繁荣兴旺。
A couple of years ago, as Christmas approached, Amar Frank Herron, the CEO of Rexroy Manufacturing, decided to create a Christmas ornament that reflected the year.
在几年前的时候，随着这个圣诞节的临近，这个制造公司他的这个首席执行官，他叫 Amar， 他决定制作一个可以反映这一年的圣诞装饰品。
Now you remember 2020 was the year when the coronavirus pandemic terrorized the world.
正如大家所记得2020年正是这个冠状病毒大流行的日子。
And in addition, during that year, there was riots in the streets.
不仅如此，那个时候街头上还发生了骚乱。
And it ended with a contested presidential election.
最后呢，它是以一场非常有争议的选举而告终的。
Which many today still believe was a fraud, according to a recent Rasmussen poll.
根据最近的民意数据调查呢，今天还有很多人他仍然认为那是一场选举欺诈。
Now, whether you agree with them or not, I think most of us would agree that 2020 was a terrible year.
不管你是否这样认为，我想大多数人都会同意，那真的是一个非常糟糕的一年。
And it seems to have descended into further chaos ever since.
并且似乎从那以后呢，世界就陷入了前所未有的进一步的混乱。
Well, this Christmas ornament kind of captured the mood of the moment.
那一年的圣诞节呢，这个装饰品公司它也抓住了当时的气氛。
It was a depiction of a dumpster on fire.
这个图片呢，装饰品它描述的是一个着着火的垃圾箱。
And it was complete with a battery-operated flame that lighted it up on one side.
它在这个垃圾箱的一侧装有一个电池灯泡，所以看起来就像着了火一样。
But what a way to depict Christmas!
但是我们到底是处在一个怎么样的世界呀？这样去描述圣诞节
？As a dumpster fire.
把圣诞节描述成了一个是垃圾箱着着火。
Well, our world is in a mess.
所以我们现在所处的世界真的是一团糟。
Am I using this the right way? It's not turning for me. There it goes. But I think somebody else did it for me. Do I use the top or the bottom?
This one, these two.
Oh, these two. Ah, okay. Wrong button. Okay. All right, here we go. Okay. Our world is in a mess. And even Sebastian, the Little Mermaid, in the Little Mermaid movie said, the human world is a mess.
就连这个小美人鱼里头的这个萨巴斯蒂安都是这么说的，我们的世界真的是一团糟啊。
So how did we get there and how do we get out of it?
那我们的世界是怎么变成这个样子的呢？那我们又应该如何摆脱现状？
Well, today I want us to look at Genesis chapter 5, where we find the reason for the mess and how we can get out of it.
那我们今天就一起来读一下创世纪的第五章，这里告诉我们我们应该如何摆脱现状。
Way back in the book of beginnings, the very first book of the Bible, there's a message for us today.
创世纪呢是圣经的第一章，也是圣经的起初，然后今天神要告诉我们的话就在那里。
And so we pick up the account in Genesis chapter 5 and verse 1. This is the written account of the descendants of Adam. When God created human beings, he made them to be like himself.
创世纪的五章第一节这样去记载，亚当的后代记在下面，当神造人的日子是照着自己的样式造的。
Now notice God made Adam like himself.
大家注意到上帝他使亚当像自己，即公义和圣洁。
That is, he was righteous and holy.
然后这个人呢，他是公义和圣洁的。
As we said to the children, he was created in the image of God.
所以我们所有上帝所造的人呢，他全都是按照上帝的样式所造的。
But then we read in verse 2, he created them male and female, and he blessed them and called them human. When Adam was 130 years old, he became the father of a son who was just like him, in his very image. And he named his son Seth.
那我们再看二节到三节，他是这么来说的。 并且造男造女，在他们被造的日子，神赐福给他们，称他们为人。亚当活到130岁，生了一个儿子，形象样式和自己相似，就给他起名叫赛特。
Now Adam was created in the likeness of God, righteous and holy.
亚当呢是按照上帝的形象被造的，公义和圣洁。
But Seth was created in the likeness of Adam.
但是赛特呢，他是生于亚当的样式。
And therein lies the problem.
那问题就在于此。
After God created Adam, Adam sinned.
因为在上帝创造亚当之后，亚当犯罪了。
He chose to disobey God.
他选择了不顺服神。
He failed to submit to God.
没有听从神。
And then Adam bore a son like himself.
然后呢，亚当就生了一个和他一样的儿子。
Not someone who was righteous and holy.
不是一个公义圣洁的人。
But someone who was a sinner just like him.
但而是一个像他一样的罪人。
Someone who disobeyed God.
不顺服神的人。
Someone who refused to submit to God.
拒绝听从神话语的人。
And the same is true of all of Adam's descendants involving you and me.
事实上就是亚当他所有的后裔也是如此，然后这个东西一直延续到现在，也干扰着你我。
We are corrupt.
我们是败坏的。
We are all sinners born in the image and likeness of our father Adam.
我们所有的人都是罪人，从我们出生我们就像我们的祖先亚当一样。
All of us have failed to obey God.
我们所有的人都不顺服神。
All of us have refused to submit to God.
我们所有人都拒绝听从神。
Now here's what the Bible says in Romans chapter 5 and verse 12. When Adam sinned, sin entered the world. Adam's sin brought death, and so death spread to everyone, for everyone has sinned.
罗马书是这样记载的，五章十二节。这就如罪是从一个人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
Now that's the problem.
这就是问题所在。
We are not sinners because we sin.
我们不是因为犯罪而变成了罪人。
We sin because we are sinners.
我们犯罪是因为我们本来就是罪人。
We are sinners by nature.
我们的本性里面就是罪。
And we inherited that nature from our father Adam.
而且这个是从我们的父亲亚当那里继承来的。
Now this is no little problem.
这个可不是一个小问题。
On the contrary, it's a huge problem.
对于这个国家来说，这个真的是个非常大的问题。
Some years ago, a man named Patrick Lawler thought he had a toothache.
几年前呢，有一个名叫帕特里的人，他有一天觉得他牙痛。
And so for a week he tried painkillers and ice packs, but nothing brought relief.
因此呢，就是过去的一周，他都在尝试用各种止痛药和冰袋来减轻这个肿胀和疼痛感。
And finally he went to a dentist who took an X-ray of his mouth.
直到呢，他去看医生，牙医给他的这个口腔拍了一个 X-ray 光片。
And you know what he found?
你们知道大家那个医生发现了什么吗？
He didn't have a little toothpick.A toothache. He had a 4-inch nail in his head.
这个问题啊不是那么简单的，因为他们发现他这个头里面有一个4英寸的钉子。
As it turned out, 6 days earlier, Patrick was working with a nail gun that backfired.
事情是这样的，就是在6天前的时候，当他在使用这个射钉枪的时候，这个枪回火了。
And the nail shot into his mouth and embedded itself.
那导致呢，就是一颗钉子射进了他的嘴里，嵌入了他的。
Just missing his right eye.
正好错过了他的眼睛。
But he didn't realize it.
但是他自己却没有意识到这一点。
All he knew was that all of a sudden he had a toothache and blurry vision.
他只知道突然间他就感觉到牙痛，并且天旋地转。
He even tried ice cream to soothe the pain.
他甚至尝试着吃这个冰激凌来缓解疼痛。
Well, you know, a lot of people deal with their problems like their minor toothaches.
现今呢，很多人他们都把自己的问题当做一个轻微的牙痛来处理。
They buy self-help books.
他们会购买一些自助的书籍。
They go online.
他们去上网求助。
They listen to podcasts.
他们收听这个播客。
But the problem is much bigger than any of that.
但你要知道，人所面临的问题比任何问题都要大。
Every one of us, so to speak, has a 4-inch nail in our head.
可以说，我们每个人头里都有一颗，都有一个四英寸的钉子。
It's a sin nature which is killing us.
那就是罪恶的本性正在杀死我们。
We're corrupt.
我们是败坏的。
But not only that.
但是不仅如此。
We are condemned.
我们还被定了罪。
There's a death sentence on all of us.
我们每一个人都被判处了死刑。
Now look at the record.
我们来看一下圣经中的记录。
Verse 4. After the birth of Seth, Adam lived another 800 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Adam lived 930 years, and then he died.
创世纪的五章四到五节是这么说的：亚当生赛特之后，又再世八百年，并且生儿养女。亚当共活了930岁就死了。
You ever wonder why in these early days people lived so long, 800, 900 years?
其实我非常的疑惑，为什么在早期的时候人可以活这么长？
Well, in God's early creation, there were no sicknesses, no viruses, none of those kind of things that would affect health.
应该是在早期上帝创造这个世界的时候，这个世界上没有病毒，没有疾病。
And so all the way up to the flood, they lived a long time.
所以呢，在大洪水之前，大家都活得非常的久。
But in time, Adam died because of his sin.
但是当亚当因他的罪而死的时候
，And so did the rest of his descendants.
他的后代也变得是同样如此。
Verse 6. When Seth was 105 years old, he became the father of Enosh. And after the birth of Enosh, Seth lived another 807 years, and he had other sons and daughters. Seth lived 912 years, and then what happened? He died.
那创世纪的五章六到八节这么说，赛特活到了105岁，生了以挪士。赛特生了以挪士之后，又活了807年，并且生儿养女。赛特共活了912岁就死了。
And so on down through all the generations.
以此类推，这个贯穿了所有的世代和后代。
They lived so many years.
他们活了这么多年。
They had a son.
他们生了一个儿子。
They lived some more years.
他们又活了很多年。
And then they died.
然后他们就死了。
Now look at this, verse 11.
我们看十一节。
Enosh lived 905 years, and then he died.
以挪士共活了905岁就死了。
Verse 14, Kenan lived 910 years, and then he died.
十四节，该男共活了910岁就死了。
Verse 17, Mahalalel lived 895 years, and then he died.
十七节，马勒列共活了895岁就死了。
Verse 20, Jared lived 962 years, and then he died.
二十节，亚列共活了962岁就死了。
Verse 27, Methuselah lived 969 years, and then he died.
二十七节，马土撒拉共活了969岁就死了。
And verse 31, Lamech lived 777 years, and then he died.
三十一节，拉麦共活了777岁就死了。
You see, nobody escaped.
所以你们可以看到，没有人能逃脱死亡。
They all died.
他们都死了。
George Bernard Shaw once said, "The statistics on death are quite impressive."
肖伯纳他曾经说过，死亡的统计数据证明每一个人都会死。
One out of one people die.
没有一个人可以逃脱。
And there's nothing anybody can do to stop it, even though some have tried.
即使人再努力地尝试去阻挡死亡，也没有办法。
The story is told of a woman who was terminally ill.
有一个身患绝症的女人。
She spent some time in the hospital.
她在医院里住了一段时间。
But then she came home.
然后她就回到了家。
Where she was confined to bed.
但她只能待在床上，哪都去不了。
Her six-year-old daughter did not know that she was dying.
她六岁的女儿并不知道自己的妈妈快要死了。
And one day, the little girl was standing outside of her mother's bedroom when she overheard the doctor speaking to her mother.
有一天呢，这个小女孩她在妈妈的卧室外无意中听到了医生和妈妈的对话。
And the doctor said, I'll be honest with you.
医生说，我必须和你说实话。
The time is not too far off.
你的时间不多了。
Before the last leaves have fallen from the trees, you will die.
等到那最后一片叶子掉落的时候，应该就是那个时候了。
Well, nobody knew that the little girl was listening.
但没有人知道这个小女孩在听。
And later, her father found her in the front yard.
后来呢，她的父亲就在前院找到了女孩。
And he watched as his daughter picked up all the leaves that had fallen into the yard.
然后他就看到女儿捡起了树掉在地上所有的树叶。
And using some thread, she was tying them back up into the branches of the trees.
女儿试图用一些线把这些树叶再绑回到树枝上。
She thought that would keep her mother from dying.
她认为这样就可以阻挡她母亲的死亡。
But it didn't.
但其实事实并非如此。
Sooner or later, all of us must die.
或迟或早，我们所有的人都会死。
We have a corrupt sin nature which is killing us.
我们腐败的罪行正在杀死我们。
And that's the reason the world is in the mess that it's in.
这也是我们陷入目前混乱困境的原因。
But there is a way out.
但是有一条出路。
In the midst of death, there's the assurance of life.
在这条必死的路上，我们得到了生命的保证。
Genesis 5 would be totally depressing.
如果你看这个创世纪五的话，可能沮丧。
If it wasn't for two people who really stand out.
直到你看到了圣经中，其实真是有记载两个人，他们逃脱了死亡。
And the first is Enoch. We'll look at him in verse 21.
第一个人呢是以诺。
When Enoch was 65 years old, he became the father of Methuselah.And after the birth of Methuselah, Enoch lived in close fellowship with God for another 300 years. And he had other sons and daughters. Enoch lived 365 years, and he died.
我们来看21节到23节，以诺活到了65岁，生了马土撒拉。以诺生马土撒拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了365岁。
Is that what the Bible says? And he died?
圣经有说他死掉了吗？
No, that's what we would expect it to say after we read all those other ones who died.
没有，根据前面六个人的记录，我们可能理所应当的认为以诺也会有同样的结局。
But instead, the text surprises us with something unexpected.
但是事实上相反，以诺的结局让人出乎意料。
Verse 24 says, Enoch walked in close fellowship with God. Then one day he disappeared because God took him.
创世纪五章二十四节说，以诺与神同行，神就将他取去了，他就不再是了。
Now I like the way one commentator put it.
我非常喜欢一位评论家他的说法。
He said, Enoch and God were out walking along one day, and they walked so far that God said to Enoch, you're so far away from your home, why don't you come to my home?
是这样的，以诺他和神一路同行，直到有一天呢，他们走得太远了，神就对以诺说，你都离家这么远了，不如跟我一起回家吧。
And that's exactly what he did.
这正是以诺他所做的。
Enoch did not die.
以诺没有死。
He walked with God right into glory.
他与神同行，直接进入了荣耀。
And you know we can do the same.
你知道吗？我们其实也可以这样。
The Bible says in John 3:16, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have what? Everlasting life.
圣经告诉我们，在约翰福音的三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不是灭亡，反得永生。
Jesus himself said in John 11:25, I am the resurrection and the life. Anyone who believes in me will live even after dying.
约翰福音的十一章二十五节也告诉我们，耶稣说，复活在我，生命也在我。信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Do you want eternal life?
你想要永生吗？
Do you want to live even though you die?
即使睡了你仍旧可以复活。
Do you want to escape the sentence of death which is being forever separated from God?
你想要逃离死亡的结局吗？它使我们与神分离。
Then by faith, just like Enoch, walk with God.
我们应该像以诺那样凭着信心与神同行。
Don't go through life alone.
不要一个人过一生。
Instead, walk with God.
而是要与神同行。
Enter into a personal relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ, His Son.
我们要通过与他的儿子主耶稣基督与神建立关系。
There was once an old Scotsman who got very sick.
以前呢，有一个苏格兰老人，他病得非常的重。
And the family called for the pastor.
家人就请来了牧师。
And he came to the sick room and sat down.
牧师到了病房坐下，他就看到对面放着一个椅子。
And he noticed another chair on the opposite side of the bed that had been drawn close, just like his chair.
然后呢，他就发现这个病人的床边呢有两把椅子，还有一把椅子就在他的旁边。
And so the pastor commented, "I see I'm not your first visitor today."
牧师就说道，哦，我应该不是你今天的第一个客人。
The man looked a little puzzled at first.
这个男人他起初一脸疑惑。
But then he realized that the pastor was referring to the empty chair.
然后他就意识到牧师指的是他对面那把空椅子。
He said, "Oh, let me tell you about that empty chair."
然后男人就说，让我来告诉你关于那把椅子的故事。
Many years ago, he said, "I found it difficult to pray."
男人说，很多年前我发现祷告很困难。
And I shared my problem with my former pastor.
我就把这个问题告诉了我的前任牧师。
And he suggested that I sit down and put a chair opposite me and imagine Jesus sitting in that chair.
他就建议我坐下来，在对面放一把椅子，想象主耶稣基督就坐在对面，然后对那把椅子说话。
And then he said, "You talk to him just as you would a friend."
你可以和他交谈，就像是和朋友交谈一样。
And so the man said, "I've been doing that ever since. That's Jesus's chair."
这个男人就说，从那以后我就一直这样做，所以那是主耶稣基督的椅子。
Well, a short time later, the man's daughter called the pastor with the news that the father had died.
不久之后，这个牧师他就接到了男人的女儿的电话，说是他的父亲去世了。
She was shocked because she didn't expect it so soon.
她很震惊，因为她没有想到会这么快。
She said, "I just went to lie down for a couple of hours, and when I returned, he was gone."
她说，我就回去躺了大概几个小时，回来的时候，我的父亲已经去世了。
But then she added,
但是她又补充道，
"Pastor," she said, "the strangest thing, his hand was stretched out and resting on that empty chair at the side of his bed, as if he was touching something."
最奇怪的是，就是他父亲的手当时是伸出来的，好像是在够旁边的那个空椅子，在够什么东西。
And the pastor replied, "Oh, that's not so strange. I know why his hand was there."
牧师就回答说，哦，这并不奇怪，其实我知道他的手为什么会够那里。
You see, like Enoch, that old man walked with God through life.
他就说，其实他和以诺是一样的，这个老人他一生与神同行。
And when he came to the end of his life, he put his hand in God's hand and walked with him right into glory.
当他走到生命尽头的时候，他就把他的手放在了上帝的手中，与他一同进入了荣耀。
There are a lot of people you can walk with life through life with.
有很多的人，他可以陪伴你度过一生。
Your friends, your parents, your spouse.
你的朋友、你的父母、你的配偶。
But only God can walk you through the valley of the shadow of death.
但只有上帝才能与你同行，穿过死亡的幽谷，进入永恒。
Only God can walk with you into eternity.
只有上帝才能够带领你进入永恒。
So start walking with God today.
所以我们今天就应该开始与神同行。
Trust Jesus who died for your sins and rose again.
相信主耶稣，他为你的罪而死，并死里复活。
Ask the Lord to become your friend and every day pull up a chair beside you and talk to him.
求主成为你的朋友，为他准备一把椅子，每天与他对话。
And let him talk to you through his word.
让他将他的话语告诉你。
Dr. Ken Canfield has committed his life to strengthening fathers and families.
肯这个人他的一生都致力于加强父亲和家庭关系的这样的一个事工。
And he talked about a time when he had to correct one of his daughters during a family vacation.
他就分享了一件事情，在一次的家庭度假期间，他不得不去纠正他女儿的一个行为。
His daughter Sarah was just having a grumpy day.
他的女儿萨拉脾气很暴躁。
And she was arguing with her sister Hannah, and on one occasion she even pushed her.
他和他的姐妹汉娜吵架，还推了她一把。
Did you push your sister? Her father asked her.
他父亲问她，你有推你的妹妹吗？
No, she said, denying it.
女儿说没有。
Well, that kind of thing had become a kind of a growing pattern with Sarah, so her dad decided to go for a walk with her and to kind of get to the bottom of things.
这样类似的事情呢，好像已经成了萨拉她成长的一种模式，所以她的父亲就决定和她一起散步，去了解女儿在想什么。
Sarah, he said, I'm really disappointed with your behavior.
父亲对萨拉说，我对你的行为真的感到很失望。
What do you need? What do you think you need to do about it?
那你觉得你应该怎么做呢？
Well, he expected her to say that she needed to stop lying.
然后父亲他想听到的回复是说，我会停止撒谎。
Or apologize to her sister for what she had done.
或者是向自己的姐妹道歉。
But with tears in her eyes, she said, "I need to ask Jesus to come into my heart."
但是女儿眼睛里含着泪水说，我需要主耶稣基督进入我的心里。
Ken, her father says, here I was focusing on outward behavior.
Ken 说，那一刻我只专注于外在行为的改变。
And my six-year-old was dealing with something bigger.
但是我六岁的女儿却在处理对付更大的事情。
That of needing forgiveness and cleansing and inner spiritual change.
那就是她里面的宽恕、清洁以及从内而外的更新。
Ken's little girl knew the answer to the big sin problem.
Ken 的小女儿知道罪才是导致所有问题的根源。
And that was asking Jesus to come into your heart and to cleanse her from the inside out.
所以她才需要请求主耶稣进入她的内心，从内而外的来改变她。
And that's the answer for all of you as well.
这也是给你们的答案。
If you haven't done so, ask Jesus to come into your life.
如果你还没有这样做，就让耶稣进入你的心。
And then walk with God for the rest of your life.
然后在你的余生中与上帝同行。
Make time to fellowship with Him.
花时间与他交谈。
If you want out of the mess that we're in, you need to walk with God.
如果你想要摆脱我们现在所处的混乱的局面，就要与上帝同行。
And then you need to depend on His word.
然后呢，你需要信靠他的话。
You need to trust Jesus' promises.
你需要信靠上帝的应许。
You need to believe everything that God has told you in the Word of God.
你需要相信他所告诉你的一切。
And that's what Lamech did, the second man who stands out in Genesis chapter 5.
这就是拉麦所做的，他也是创世纪第二个脱离死亡的人。
We read about him in verse 28. When Lamech was 182 years old, he became the father of a son.Lamech named his son Noah, for he said, May he bring us relief from our work and the painful labor of farming this ground that the Lord has cursed.
创世纪的五章二十八到二十九节，拉麦活到了182岁，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫挪亚，说这个儿子必为我们的操作和手中的劳苦安慰我们。这操作劳苦是因为耶和华诅咒的。
Now Lamech remembered a promise that God had given of a deliverer back in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15.
拉麦他切记上帝对于救世主的这样的一个应许，他希望他的儿子挪亚会成为这个拯救者。
And so when his boy Noah was born, he hoped that he would be that deliverer.
然后呢，他在他的儿子出生之后，他就将这样的希望寄托在儿子的身上。
He hoped that Noah would be the one to bring relief or rest from the curse of sin.
他希望挪亚可以将他们从诅咒中解脱，带领出来。
That's what the name Noah means, rest, relief.
这也是挪亚这个名字它的一个意思，解脱和安息。
Now, as it turned out, Noah was not that deliverer in the ultimate sense.
但事实证明，挪亚并不是这个终极意义上的拯救者。
You'll remember Noah delivered his family from the flood, but he couldn't deliver human beings from the curse of sin.
挪亚将家人从洪水中拯救出来，但他却无法将人类从罪的诅咒中拯救出来。
That was something that only Jesus could do for us thousands of years later.
这是几千年后主耶稣必须做的事情。
But even so, Lamech believed the promises of God that a deliverer would come.
但即便如此，拉麦仍然相信上帝的应许，就是拯救者会来。
He depended on God's word.
他依靠上帝的话语。
God said he would send a savior.
上帝说他会派一个救主来。
And Lamech believed that God would send that savior.
拉麦就非常坚信神的话，这个救主会来。
And therefore he was looking for a savior.
这也是为什么他在寻找这位救主。
And that's what we must do if we want to find rest from the curse of sin.
所以呢，我们要是想从生活中的诅咒中得到安息
，We must walk with God and believe everything that God tells us.
我们就必须要与神同行，并且相信他所告诉我们的一切。
In the early days of this country, a tired traveler came to the banks of the Mississippi River for the first time.
在这个国家的早期，有一个非常疲惫的旅行者，他第一次来到密西西比河。
There was no bridge.
没有桥。
It was early winter.
是初冬
and the river was frozen over.
然后河水就结冰了
But was the ice thick enough to hold his weight?
但是这个冰的厚度足以支撑他的体重吗
He didn't know.
他并不知道
Night was falling and he had to get to the other side.
夜幕降临的时候他必须要到达另一边
So after much hesitation and with great fear, he began to cautiously creep across the surface of that ice on his hands and knees.
于是呢，他犹豫了很久，怀着极大的恐惧，开始小心翼翼地用手和膝盖爬过这个冰面。
He was hoping that the distribution of his weight, would keep the ice from breaking beneath him.
他希望尽可能的可以分散一下自己的体重，以防止冰在他的身下破裂。
Well, he got halfway across when he heard the sound of singing.
当他走到一半的时候，他听到了有歌声。
He looked, and there was a man.
当他四处张望，他就看到有一个人
driving a horse-drawn load of coal across the ice, singing his heart out as he went his way.
他就看到这个人啊，正驾着一辆马车，拉着一车煤穿过冰面。这个人边走边唱，非常开心。
Now here, this traveler was on his hands and knees, trembling for fear that the ice would break beneath him.
但这个旅行者他却趴在地上，颤抖着双腿，生怕这个脚下的冰块破裂。
And on that same ice, there was another man with his horse, his cart, his load of coal, and he was enjoying the trip.
但就在这同一块冰面上，另一个人却驾着他的马、他的雪橇、他的煤，正享受这一次的旅行。
Many Christians creep along on God's promises, afraid that those promises will break when it comes to them.
许多基督徒就像这个人一样，对上帝的应许怀着侥幸，担心这些应许会在他们面前破裂。
Ah, they think it's for other people, not for me.
他有时候会想，哦，这些应许可能是对别人的，并不是对我说的。
But God's promises will never break.
但上帝的应许永远不会落空。
They are stronger than the thickest ice.
它比那最厚的冰还要坚固。
Now look at some of the promises of God.
我们来看一下上帝的一些应许。
God gives strength to the weary.
神赐力量给疲乏的人。
Isaiah 43, but those who trust in the Lord will find new strength. They will soar high on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint.
以赛亚书的40章31节，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏。
Now that's a promise God has given to you.
这是神对我们的应许。
Furthermore, his word says that God's love never fails.
神告诉我们他的爱永不止息。
Isaiah 54:10, for the mountains may move and the hills disappear, but even then my faithful love for you will remain.
以赛亚书的54章10节，大山可以挪开，小山可以迁移，但我的慈爱必不离开你，我的平安的约也不迁移。这是怜悯你的耶和华说的。
God promises that he gives wisdom to those who ask.
神承诺我们他会赐智慧 给求问的人。
James 1:5, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God and he will give it to you. He will not rebuke you for asking.
雅各书的一章五节，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐予众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
God forgives you when you confess your sin.
神赦免认罪悔改的人。
1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins to God, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all wickedness.
约翰一书的九节，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
God promises he'll never abandon you.
神许诺他必不丢弃我们。
Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous, do not be afraid, do not panic.For the Lord your God will personally go ahead of you. He will never fail you or abandon you.
申命记的三十一章六节，你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为耶和华你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
God gives you eternal life.
神赐给我们永生。
John 3:16, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life.
约翰福音的三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
God will supply all of your needs.
神会供应你所有的需求。
Philippians 4:19, God will supply all your needs from his glorious riches which have been given to us in Christ Jesus.
腓立比书的四章十九节，我们的神必照着他荣耀的丰富，在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需用的都充足。
God will answer your prayers for help.
神听你的祷告并帮助你。
Psalm 50:15, call upon me when you're in trouble and I will rescue you.
诗篇的五十章十五节，并要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。
God works all things together for good if you love him.
神叫爱他的人得益处。
Romans 8:28, and we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose for them.
罗马书的八章二十八节，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他的旨意被招的人。
Now just take a look at some of these promises.
所以我们一起来看一下这些应许。
You can trust God for those promises.
你可以信靠上帝的应许。
You can depend on God to keep them.
你完全可以靠着这些应许过活。
You can believe them.
你可以相信他们。
And you can enjoy your journey through life because of them.
你可以平安地去享受你人生的旅程。
It's the only way to experience God's peace in this messed up world.
这是唯一一个体验上帝平安的唯一途径。
So walk with God and depend on His word.
所以与神同行，并且相信他的话语。
When we were in the Philippines, every Sunday on our way to church, we drove by a squatter village.
当我们在菲律宾传教的时候，每个星期天在去教会的路上，我们都会开车经过一个棚户区。
Now it was comprised of people who didn't own property.
那里住满了贫穷的人，没有房子。
So they just took over an empty field that wasn't occupied or a section of the sidewalk.
他们会寻找一块未被占用的土地，或者是人行道的一部分，然后在那里安居。
And they built these housing units.
他们用这些他们在那里建造他们的住房。
And they were made of discarded wood or tin or cardboard.
他们是用那些废弃的木材、纸板，然后建这些房子的。
There was no plumbing or running water.
没有通管道，也没有自来水。
The people were poor, and the area was very dirty.
人们在那里住的人都非常的穷，然后这个地区也很脏。
Well, one unit had a flower box.
但是呢，有一个房子外面有一个花盆。
And the flowers in it were bright and brilliant and just vibrant.
里面的这个花朵非常的明亮，并且充满生命力。
Their color and beauty stood out as we drove by every Sunday.
花朵的这个颜色鲜艳和美丽。
And they were in stark contrast to the filth and mess around them.
然后使得这个房子脱颖而出，和周围的环境形成了鲜明的对比。
Well, this world in which we live is a mess. Sin has made it that way.
我们生活的世界一团糟，是罪导致了这个世界变成这样。
But when you and I walk with God and depend upon His word, we bloom in spite of the mess.
但是当我们与神同行并且依靠他的话语前行时，我们就会在混乱中繁荣绽放。
And that's what God wants us to do.
这就是上帝希望我们去做的。
Right here in the book of beginnings, the book of Genesis, God is saying, look, sin is going to mess things up. The world is going to be a mess.
我们回到创世纪起初，罪会将这个世界变得一团糟。
But we need to be like Enoch and Lamech and walk with God and believe everything that God tells us.
但是呢，我们可以效仿以诺和拉麦与上帝同行。
And you will bloom in spite of the mess.
那我们就会在这混乱中绽放。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the Bible.
我们在天上的父，我们感谢你所赐下圣经。
Thank you for teaching us how to live in a messed up world.
感谢你赐下你的话语，告诉我们如何在这个世界上去生活。
Enoch and Lamech lived in a messed up world.
以诺和拉麦他们也生活在一个混乱的世界。
But they walked with God.
但是他们与你同行。
And they depended on the word of God.
并且他们坚定地去信靠你的话语。
And help us to do the same.
求恩主你帮助我们做一样的事。
So that we can bloom in the messed up world around us.
然后我们就可以在这个混乱的世界中绽放。
And this I pray in Jesus' name.
祷告是奉我主耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.